We can talk to Chris Fagan, the coach of the Brisbane Lions, about one of the good stories of 2017. The second half of the season has seen the sun break out up on up in Brisbane. Not so much on the Gold Coast, I've got to say, but Chris Fagan has done a mighty job. He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Chris, and congratulations first off. The second half of the year has been absolutely superb.
Yeah, thanks very much. The players have really responded to the work that the coaches have been doing with them, and had some better results in the second half of the year, and it's sort of with a really young group, so it's exciting for all our supporters, and hopefully a sign of things to come.
Chris, Gary Lyon last night on Channel 9 declared your captain the best off Broadway, excuse the comment, a description, best off Broadway player in the AFL. When did you realise Dane Beams was going to be your next captain?
He was the first player to call me when I was actually appointed coach, and
so that got him in the good books.
Well, it was just more his passion about the club and where it was heading and what he hoped for it and all that sort of stuff. So I could tell from early days that he was passionate about Brisbane Lions Footy Club. So that helps, and then he matched with his actions on the training track and the way he operated around the players. He's sort of a quiet leader, Beamsy, but he has a way of communicating and getting the best out of the younger players that I think's probably underrated. And, it was clear from the playing group that when we had our vote on the leadership group that, they were pretty torn, I guess, between Beamsy and Tom Rockliffe. It was a close vote, but in the end, we decided to go with Beamsy, and he hasn't let us down. There were some concerns about his body and whether it would stand up or not. And although he's missed a couple of weeks with injury, he's basically stood up pretty well and been a great player for us.
And can you update us on Tom Rockliffe and his future with or without the club?
Yeah, I haven't had any conversations with David Noble or Dom Ambrogio recently, but Tommy's not acting or talking or playing like a guy who's got any plans of leaving the club. He's had a terrific year, and he's been willing to play roles for the team as well as go out and freewheel. So I can only go on what I see from day to day. I'd be very surprised if Tom ended up anywhere else next year.
Chris, we had some vision last night on the couch of your blokes running out and each of them punching a set of gloves that was on top of the race or the exit of the race. Brownie was supposed to give us the information. It just he couldn't get anybody to ring him back. So can you elaborate on what it actually meant? What did it symbolise?
Oh, the players have got a trademark that they try and sort of play by and live by off the field, and the gloves represent one of the elements of the trademark, and just basically what they do when they run out the oval is they just give them a bit of a tap just to remind themselves of that before they go out to play. So that's pretty much it.
Well, it's a simplistic reminder, but I think that sort of stuff is really powerful if you've got a group that's together, which your group does appear to be. They all appear to be firing on all cylinders at times. Your inexperience, lack of talent comes up short. But, gee, the steps forward this season makes it really exciting for next year.
Yeah, it does. It's interesting around the club at the moment. The vibe's really strong, and the playing group are almost at that point where they don't want the season to end because they're just sort of starting to get going and gel together. But hopefully we've got 2 weeks to go. Hopefully we can continue with those strong performances and go into the pre-season thinking really positively about next year and motivated to improve on what we've been able to do this year. It's sort of, better than finishing on a flat note. So as much as we like to continue, they'll probably need a rest and we'll be able to build on it.
It was a strong performance. Does the Q clash have any? Does it resonate at all with the players? I mean, do they see it as any sort of rivalry yet?
Yeah, they do actually. Coming from the southern states, I didn't really know what to expect with the Q clash, but I learned pretty quickly in round one this year that it actually means a fair bit. There's a reasonable amount of rivalry and especially some of the guys that started their careers down on the Gold Coast, like the Beams brothers and Dane Zorko, they're, they're particularly passionate about beating the Gold Coast and trying to have bragging rights up here in Queensland as the best team in this state. So I don't think we'll have any trouble in years to come motivating the players, and there certainly was a bit of spirit in the game on Saturday night.
And speaking of, have you had a conversation or sent a text to Rodney Eade since he was removed, I suppose, last week?
Yeah, I did send him a text just saying that, you know, I'd available to have a chat if he wanted to, and that was disappointed that he lost the job. And, you know, I sort of felt, I'm obviously not at the club, but from a distance, they've had a lot of trouble with injuries over the last 3 years. So it really hasn't helped with that continuity that you need to build a successful team. But I think they can regenerate pretty quickly.
Demons this week, it's a tough one. It's at the G, though, so it's a pretty good chance for your blokes to get some experience on the ground. They all want to have some exposure to in September.
Yeah, well, it's true. We've only had two opportunities to play there this year. That was against Collingwood back in about round 10 or 11 and this game coming up. So everybody looks forward to playing on the MCG. We've hopefully developing a game plan that can work pretty well on that ground, and we get a really good chance to test it out against the Demons, who are, you know, fighting really hard for a spot in the finals, and they look like they're going to make it. So we'll have to play particularly well to challenge them.
There's a lot of talk that Charlie Cameron wants to go home and move back to Brisbane. He is contracted, but I think Adelaide struggled last time to keep him there. Would you look at a trade for Charlie Cameron?
Well, we're certainly interested in getting players to our club that can help us progress up the ladder, and his age profile and talent would certainly be something that we'd be interested in. But I'll leave all that stuff to David Noble and Dom Ambrogio. But from a coaching perspective, if Charlie Cameron were to be available and interested in coming to Brisbane, we'd love to have him as part of our team.
I think everybody would be able to find a spot for him, but we're told it's now Destination Club. This is going to test test that moniker. Chris, well done on the season, and good luck for the last two games.
Yeah, thanks very much, and for your interest in our club.
Chris Fagan, Brisbane Lions coach.